Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, it's Jessica Benson from the Grizzlies Radio Network and Rise and Grind host on 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
JB, what it do, man?
What's up? How's it going?
Is Steven Adams, has he entered beloved territory?
Yes, I think this has been something gaining traction since he gave his first media availability when he came to the Grizzlies, and trying to turn that wave over from the olden days and the battles and the getting punched in the face by Zebo. And when you have a situation like last night, I mean, how can you not love Steven Adams? Like, basketball by no means, like, I don't go into games thinking it's a comedy and I should laugh, but I actually laughed out loud when he picked up Tony Bradley last night, and it was such an enjoyable moment to watch. His face, it's his face that made it perfection. Like, it never moved.
Were you most proud of Steven or Ja? Like, the crew, the coming together of it all. It's sort of like the coach teaches you when one of your guys goes down, right, Jessica? We run to pick up your teammate. You run to pick him up. I thought Kyle, too, with the evil eye he put on Tony Bradley there, like, sort of get your guy, get your dirty hand off my dude. I was proud of Kyle as well for the steel glare.
It's the full team involvement and just the energy from everyone. I mean, man, like, even Darko Rajakovic, who once again was acting head coach last night, like, he ran out on the court. He was out there real quick. And it all plays into that chemistry that we've talked about over and over and over again with this team. Like, they really like each other. They really do have each other's backs on and off the court. And you saw it in a really fun moment last night.
From your USC days, and if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. But had you ever had to be carried out of an establishment like that?
No comment. The 901 Bar and Grill across from the University of Southern California, the wonderful place, and the bouncer, Big Sean. I'll say Steven Adams had some Big Sean energy last night.
What, did you say 901?
I know. I've always said it's perfect. It's literally the only USC, like, true sports bar on campus type bar. There's one like on campus, but the 901 is the spot. They call it the 90. And I've always felt like it's very kismet to go from the 901 Bar and Grill to the 901.
So even, you know, even as Boogie leaves Memphis, as Jason points out,
Boogie,
like, he's never too far.
Man, we are not talking about USC basketball anymore, John Martin, because you put a hex on the Trojans,
sure,
and they lost that game to Stanford. They almost lost to Oregon
they
State
did.
In the next
they sure
one.
Did.
I was like, man. But they came through, and then they lost to Oregon, but whatever.
In terms of the Grizzlies, they started a new streak, which I think everybody thought they would, right, against this Bulls decimated squad. They have Milwaukee tomorrow. I don't think anybody's predicting, you know, 11 in a row. But, I mean, do you expect it sort of continue? I mean, they've been one of the better road teams in the NBA, you know, the last few weeks. Milwaukee's coming off a tough one against Atlanta. Do you sort of expect the Grizzlies to be able to challenge that again here as they try to keep the streak rolling?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think they've won, 19 of their last 21 on the road. So this is a team that has gone into other arenas this season and really managed to find a way. And so often that's a knock with young teams. Like, oh, they can find ways to win at home, but when you get on the road, you get distracted. That hasn't been the case for the Grizzlies. You look at this four-game road trip coming up, starting with the Bucks. You also get the Nuggets, Mavericks again, which is a team that has gotten the best of you twice out of the three matchups this season, and then the Spurs. I think if you go 500, you're happy, but also, why are we talking about going 500 when every road trip the Grizzlies have gone on, it feels like they've outperformed expectations at this point in the season. So it's a tough one against the Bucks for sure. Anytime you have Giannis Antetokounmpo on the other side of the court, it's hard. But this team has shown time and time again that they're up for the challenge.
How about Jaren Jackson Jr., just how important he's been? Exactly. You pointed out, too, how hot he's been defensively. You tweeted 25 blocks in his last six games. I think it was another five last night, Jess. He's been so huge. We talk so much about Ja and Bane. It's almost like we've become numb to Jaren Jackson and what he's doing this season.
Yeah, he got DeMar DeRozan twice at the rim last night and then went and dunked on him on the other side. And it's one of those things where offensively, has 14 points. He's being better at being aggressive, getting to the basket. He'll still take those three-point shots, and sometimes they'll go in. He's not quite – that's why he was the unicorn before, though, right? Because he was this big guy just knocking down threes. Now he's expanded his game so much, and on the defensive side, like it's no
anchoring you.
Big yep. government secret that the one constant for this team this season has been Jaren Jackson Jr. You know, they've won games without Ja Morant. They're now in a stretch winning games without Dylan Brooks. You had health and safety protocols picking and popping people out of the lineup night in, night out, but Jaren has been there, and he's been such an anchor. He protects the paint, and I love it because on that tweet, someone – you know, snap back and said, and probably only had 15 rebounds in those last six games. And Darnell Brady, our head of social over at the Grizzlies, he responded, actually, he has 50 rebounds in those six games. So it's been the consistency from Jaren. You start hearing his name, at least in the mix of these NBA all-defensive teams. I think you can at least hear his name. It's obviously way too soon, and this is still a relatively small sample size, but you can at least talk about him in Defensive Player of the Year territory because that's how big he's been for the defensive presence of this team.
We're talking to Jessica Benson. Join us every single Tuesday here on the show, Catch Her on Rise and Grind and the Grizz Radio Network right here on 92.9. You know, you look around, whether it's ESPN, they got the Grizz number two. NBA.com, which Jason does not acknowledge. He does not acknowledge the NBA.com rankings, but they have the Grizzlies first. It does feel like, and this is one thing you always kind of have to think about with the young team, how are they going to handle success? We look over on the other side of town, Memphis Tiger basketball. Don't give them any because they will fumble the bag immediately, and they have. The Grizzlies, on the other hand, though, they seem to, as young as they are, they seem to be handling all of this in stride. Is that something that you sort of picked up on being around them?
Yes, and it all comes back to that we mentality that this team plays with, and that is a true collective. Like, I can never get inside someone's head, so I don't know if someone's sitting there thinking, man, I should be playing more right now, or I should be getting these minutes. It doesn't come out on the court. Like, every player has accepted his job remarkably and is prepared to step in when you may need more minutes one night, less the next night. You even see, John Concer to come in, the man walked into the arena wearing Crocs yesterday, and he threw down one of the most vicious dunks of the game. Like, everyone just embraces who they are, and I think that's why this group likes each other. Like, no one's trying to fake it. This is just a group that's legitimately having fun playing the game, and they trust each other. And you're seeing that trust play out in a lot of wins this season, and it really seems like you can't put a limit on what this team can do. And, Jason, I will say, I'll acknowledge anything that puts the Grizzlies at number one, NBA.com, let's go.
I get it. It's just hard to put Phoenix below the Grizzlies right now, if we're being honest with you. But I'm with you 100%. You got number one. You're absolutely going to take it. Taylor Jenkins has got to be close to being back, right, Jess?
He's got to be close. We really thought that he would
be
back.
This ain't like Rasheed Wallace,
night.
Right, where he's going to just disappear.
He might come back, you know, eventually. But, yeah, no, I think Taylor Jenkins on this road trip,
thank God.
The expectation would be that he should be coming back. Because anytime you have a situation where you really think someone's going to come back and then you pump the brakes on it, it means he's at least very, 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 very close.
It seems they've had no drop-off with the staff, just like they've had with no drop-off with the personnel on the floor.
Yeah, it's just the depth. Period. From coaching staff, you had, you know, Brad Jones stepped in for a couple of those games while Darko Rajakovic was out in health and safety protocols, and now he steps into that role, and Taylor Jenkins is there as well, and then you see it on the court, you see it in the broadcast crew. I know we talked a lot about the times that Rob Fisher did every single job in this universe. The depth is unreal. And that's the one thing that I don't care where they fall in the rankings right now. Like, the Grizzlies do deserve to constantly be in the conversation of having one of the deepest teams in the league this
100%
year.
Agree.
One of the things that we've been watching all year long, and they even talked about it on the TNT broadcast last night, was the Lakers. And I think they were talking about the Lakers in relation to the Grizzlies. I think it was Kenny Smith who said he would still pick the Lakers in a matchup with the Grizzlies, if I'm not mistaken. Like, if they saw each other in the playoffs. I actually have a bet with somebody that I placed, you know, 2 weeks ago, that if the Lakers and Grizzlies saw each other, I have the Grizzlies. The other person has the Lakers. But I will say this. They beat the Jazz last night, and Russell Westbrook ended Rudy Gobert. Is that the kind of win, Jessica, that you think?
They're hoping so.
Maybe. I don't subscribe to it, but maybe there are people who do, that this is a team that can turn it on when they have to.
They've said that multiple times this year. I mean, the last time when the Lakers came into FedEx Forum in the game that the Grizzlies most recently beat them in, they had won four in a row and had moved to LeBron James starting at the center, and that was supposed to be when they figured it out. And then, you know, the Grizzlies take care of them at home. They lost to the Kings. The Kings even had a cold as ice cam on Russell Westbrook in that game, and every time he missed, they'd play cold as ice and just played highlights of him, like, missing the rim, missing the backboard even. Anyway, that's just sad. That's happening against the Kings in Sacramento. So you have that going for you. I know that every win that the Lakers get and that Russell Westbrook dunk, like, you're going to hold on to it.
That was disgusting.
This could be the night. It was disgusting. And I think he got teed up for a celebration after it too. But he deserved to have that moment, because that was a moment for, like, every single hater on the internet who's come
and
after
no
that
question.
Man over the course of this season. Like, you could just feel that coursing through his blood in that moment. And so he deserved to hang on to that. Like, get that win. See how they come out. Can they start stringing together another streak of wins themselves? Then we'll talk. But that's the exact opposite of what we just said about the Grizzlies. Like, you have to put trust in the Grizzlies because you've seen this consistency. That's such a huge word with this team. You by no means have seen that consistency with the Lakers yet. So you have to see it to believe it before you can get to that point.
What do you think, Jessica? Because of that consistency, are they looking at you feeling 56? Are they going to the franchise record for wins? Do they get there? Ooh. They come up a little short. Because if you call it today, we're going to all say Jessica Benson called this. If you don't, we won't remember. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Why not? Right?
I mean, I'm calling it right now. Why?
I think the pace is 55. Right? I think they're on pace for 55. So you're in the ballpark already.
Yeah. All they have to do is shortly exceed that mark right there. So yeah, let's take it. 56. Let's go.
Jessica, we appreciate your time as always.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Jessica.
You.
Thanks, you guys. Have a good one.
Yep, you too. Thank you, Jessica Benson. Catch her on Rise and Grind. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show.
A bar called 901.
That's in that
USC.
Yeah.
Make Boogie feel right at home.
Now, she knew the name of the bouncer. So, I mean, you don't know the name of the bouncer unless, you either frequented it or you were carried out of
now,
it.
Now, tell me this. Because school me, because I haven't been out there in there in a long time. You know this, in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So the bouncers at Tin Roof reminded folks of the Stephen Adams thing. I haven't been to Tin Roof, okay? They got bouncers look like Stephen Adams.
Dude, you talking to a
when
dude
last
that
time
you've
been at Tenor.
Does not get out.
But you're 30.
Yes, I'm
so
30.
So your time is much less in between time.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Bouncers at the Tenor.
I mean, I've been
saw
there
a lot of that on
times.
Twitter.
I've been there a couple times, Jason. I don't recall anything about the bouncers.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I can count on the number.
So I talk about bouncers 616. I figure Tenor Roof more your time.
I can count on one hand the number of times I've been on Beale Street in the last 3 years.
So you retired early.
Oh, yeah. I'm like Barry Sanders. I went out in my prime. You know me?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's part of it, man.
Yeah.
You know? That happens to some of us. And I'm not, I don't resent
it. I can say you don't look like you long for it.
No, I don't. I don't.
But I think you had a couple more years in you.
Yeah, there are certain.
Of running the streets.
I mean, we're being men here, right? We're just being honest.
You did it pretty early.
Yeah, yeah, I think there are pieces of it, right, that I, you know, would have liked to continue. But I also think there's a lot of BS, too, man, out there. There's a lot of BS.
A lot of mistakes you can make.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff, man, that maybe you just don't, I don't feel like dealing with.
So you're just better off being hitched and in the house.
Not necessarily in the house.
Sound like an old man.
I have some haunts that I frequent. They just aren't located in downtown Memphis on Beale Street. Does that make
sense? The bowling alley.
Not the bowling alley, bro. Not
seemed
the bowling
like that
alley.
Was your spot.
No. Also, that dunk by Russell Westbrook.
I saw it.
There was, he ended him.
There was a, I think
he
it's
got, I mean, because Rudy, I mean, Rudy's going to try to block everything, so he's going to get this too.
There's a song that somebody on TikTok made about Russell Westbrook that went crazy viral over the weekend, right? And it was like, he said 2 for 12. Like, it was, I wish we could play it because it was, it's curses, so we can't play it, but it was set to like that Chris Brown Loyal song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I cringe when you shoot that ball. I prefer you don't shoot at all. And he Instagram DM'd it to him.
Oh, boy.
And then he posted it on TikTok, and like 500,000 people liked it. So, I mean, it went absolutely nuts.
And
so I think he probably was feeling a little self-conscious.
Here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Grizzlies better than the Utah Jazz? Because there was at one point this season, and probably even during this hot run that they've been on, that you would have said no. You would have said they're not crashing that top three. We've moved past that now, and clearly in the standings they have too. They're a full game ahead of the Jazz. Two wins up on the Jazz in the win column. Do we feel like it's like you graduated?
Yes.
Do you feel like this team is better than a Jazz team that right now has gone 4-6 in the last 10 and doesn't look right?
Yes, because of the shooting.
That took care of you last year. You are a different team than when Donovan was. They took care of you last year.
But the shooting is so much better this year.
I would also argue right now, like, I think the Jazz are coming off probably their worst shooting night ever.
And great teams go through regular season lulls, too. I mean, you know, great ones can go through these.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think what the Lakers are doing is a lull.
I think it would be a much different series.
I mean, Golden State's 4-6 in this last thing. That's a lull. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Getting used to having Clay back.
Like,
all
I mean, like, the Jazz Grizz series would be entirely different if they did it again.
What's that going now? 7 games?
Oh, I think 100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have to have Dylan Brooks for it to go 7?
I don't think so. I think this team has proven time and time again they don't have to have certain guys. You have to have Ja for it to go 7.
Not Bane.
I still want that. If I can get him, I want that playoff Dylan Brooks year was last. He was a huge part of that last
but
year.
But I still think, like, the Grizzlies
I get
chance.
Your point that, yes, that it's still this is a fantastic team, even without Dylan Brooks. But you want him in there when you're talking about knocking off Utah in a
that,
series.
That might be.
In a 7-game series.
Like, that might be, that dunk last night, it may be the best in-game NBA dunk ever. Considering that it was on Rudy Gobert, who's a generational shot blocker, the ferocity.
Yeah.
I mean, that was vicious.
I don't think
violent.
You're crazy to have it in the conversation. I still go that, what's the DeAndre Jordan dunk where he ended a...
That's Brandon Knight, though.
But the fool was dead.
I know,
he was
man.
Laying there dead, like you put the marker around a dead body.
And it ended his
and
career.
And said, this is where the tape around the body...
It ended
That's
his
it.
Career.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't play ever again after
that. It was a collision in midair.
Yeah.
And again, NBA All-Star game, I've told you about this, Shaq got David Robinson.
Yeah.
Just all kind of nasty.
Like,
legs and arms everywhere.
Brandon Knight, after he got dunked on by DeAndre Jordan, disappeared and didn't come back until last
Nine
year's
years
Summer
later.
League.
Yeah.
9 years later.
Oh, my God. Brandon Knight in the Summer League.
Thought he was dead.
Why is Brandon Knight in the Summer League?
But you're, I mean, Gobert gonna jump.
Right.
Yeah.
And he did.
And I'll give it to you. I mean, you dunk on him, it's more points for you. It's one of the best shot blockers in the league, but.
Yep.
It's in the conversation. Because
I mean,
Russ did rise on that fool.
Oh,
you could see it coming
nasty.
From a mile away.
Brutal.
It's like, I'm not shooting it well, but I'm going to go ahead and dunk on it.
And you notice I said NBA. The best in-game dunk ever is Vince Carter over the
Vice. That was in the Olympics.
USA competition.
Yeah. He jumped over,
That's
dude,
not
bro.
An NBA game.
Yeah, that was silly.
That's the best in-game dunk ever.
But you're right about that. He jumped over a seven-footer.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
I actually think Ja in his career, let me ask you guys this.
Jordan dunked on Big Pat numerous times, though, and one of them was.
Was it ever as vicious as that?
The one where he went baseline on him, came back, faked it, went baseline, is in the top five, bro.
Yeah, it's up there.
Ja
is going to have an opportunity to catch a body and have this be the number one, because the kid, his leap,
he's gonna get one,
and he cocks it. It's the way he cocks the ball all the way back, you know, like it's gonna come, man. Like that, if that he would have landed that one last year, what was it, against the Cavs? He had that one against the Cavs.
That one, Love, you're talking about?
Yeah,
because he tried to get AD, tried to get Love.
Yeah, I mean, he almost got Love, and it was the miss was amazing. Yeah.
The Jordan dunk on Ewing was good.
Bro, it's top five.
That's
easy.
Up there. That might be number one.
He faked and went back baseline and just crushed
dunk.
Then the way he looked at, you know, at Big Pat afterwards.
Yes.
But see, like, the thing that gives, to me, Westbrook the edge is how vicious it was, bro. Like, that, he had malicious intentions, and he carried them out. Like, I'm just, Like, the way he just punched on dude, bro.
It was nasty. I'll give you that. It's in the conversation.
Yeah,
You're right to put it in the conversation.
Oh, and then Gobert and jumped.
It's who it is.
Right. Gobert 100% jumped.
The Stifle Tower.
That was
he crushed on that man. 101.95 they won last
That's
night.
Good.
Well, it looks like it's honestly. If you watch it back on replay,
that was at Crypto too, wasn't it? That was in LA.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Like it looks almost fast forwarded.
Yeah, it's something.
You know,
what did LeBron? Woo!
Washed King. Yeah. Honestly, LeBron was pretty subdued though. LeBron, like we know what it would have been if LeBron had done it. You know?
Oh my lord!
LeBron was pretty subdued though. Like I would have lost my ish.
Like when he was spitting at Tristan Thompson against the Kings, when it did the heroic effort against.
Yeah,
it's just like watching folks beyond their glory years still thinking they're still great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And put you still back in your place. That's what it was like. Mm-hmm. You know, even when Bane was yelling at him.
Yeah,
it's like the old man. It's like he's an old man now. It's sad to watch, isn't it?
Like when you're watching LeBron James. When you're watching LeBron James on the bench in a blowout, go at Campaign.
Desmond Bane was under his skin. Back in the day, those guys wouldn't have affected him.
But no. See, like,
it bounced off like bullets.
You know,
like bullets bounce off
strays.
Superman. They don't get up under you like
because
that.
Because our takes fly like bullets on this damn show. We say a million things a year. But when they lost the Suns last year, and I know they weren't healthy, that was like the moment for me. That was like, okay, I know that LeBron, if I had operated under the assumption basically every series, every game, that if LeBron is playing, that team has a chance to win.
But man,
those days are over.
Over.
Those days are over. Now, I thought last night kind of does serve as a reminder that they can
do it. I just wonder if it says more about Utah right now.
That's my gimmick.
I know. I think you can apply it here.
Yeah, I mean, that was also a desperate Lakers team, too, now.
Didn't the Lakers just take, like, the second-worst beating of LeBron's career just a couple of nights ago?
Yes, to Denver.
They're trying to tell themselves every game. They wanted that Sacramento game to be the turning point for them. I just need to see it more consistently. Show it to me even in a 10-game span. We haven't even seen that from the Lakers yet before I'm ready to say, they can flip it and be back.
I'm definitely not talking about them as a contender.
Because, again, the Russ fit is so bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just poor.
Yeah,
he has to have the ball in his hands. And unless he's going to be the leader of a second unit completely where he's separate, it just doesn't work with him on the floor with LeBron. Because, again, he doesn't have the ball in his hands.
Right.
He is a non-factor. He can't spot up as a shooter, anything like that. Non-factor. You're playing 4-on-5.
And on the defensive end, they're thin, and they don't have depth.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
well,
like
my man Malik Monk don't play any defense. You're right about that. He knows Westbrook. We don't have any defense.
No
over there.
Depth on defense.
It's not built to play defense.
Caruso.
They let Caruso
was a defender.
They thought they wouldn't miss him, you know, for the money.
Yeah.
That's it.
But they absolutely have.
Ariza had 4-4 last night in 27 minutes.
Yikes.
That's damn near like cardio territory. You just have to
do
cardio.
You know, Stephen A. was trying to make Vogel the scapegoat here and say, well, he's a defensive coach and they're slacking right now on defense. But that is a personnel problem on defense to me. Vogel, they've been good defensively under him. You can't be good if you don't have the right personnel. That thing ain't set up to play great defense.
Yep.
Not to mention, you don't have Anthony Davis half the time.
That's right. That's exactly right. Anyway, good night in the NBA last night for sure. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Joe Theismann's going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the NFL, about the playoffs, divisional round, all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 97.5 ESPN.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
So go to BetQL.com/props. We're doing weekly NFL playoff round BetQL prop bets where you can win with the most correct picks each week, $2,000, and that includes this week. BetQL helps you make smarter bets through the football season and here during the playoffs, and now giving you a chance to win cash prizes. Giving Props is the name of the contest. BetQL's Giving Props, the free-to-play contest that starts now and runs through the football postseason. It's easy. Each playoff round, BetQL, 10 props. You pick the correct ones, and the one who gets the most correct picks wins $2,000. The site, BetQL.com/props.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.